Hello, my name is Ian, and I want to invite you to visit Ian's Place every Sunday at 7:55 p.m. At Ian's Place, we have the most powerful conversations on talk radio. If you want to start living your life your way, then Ian's Place is the place for you. We are going to cut to the chase and have a lot of fun doing it. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and tune into Ian's Place and discover simple techniques that gives you the ability to customize your life your way. That's Ian's Place at bbsradio.com, station number 2, every Sunday at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place. Welcome back. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Life is all about fun. Some of us make it fun. Some make it not so much fun, but we're going to teach those people how to make it fun. This is a party. I went to see Auntie Mame last night, or Mame, and she says, there's a great line in this play. It says, life is a banquet, and those suckers are out there starving to death. And so now we're going to stop starving to death. Today, I'm going to give away a few prizes here. The first five people, five will get my book. The first five will get my book, and the second five will get my CD. I created a CD that takes you on a mind journey as I walk you through it. And I've got some great music on that CD, and I walk you through this journey, and people seem to like it. And the music is Somewhere in Time. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, it's the most gorgeous, gorgeous music you've ever heard. And if I was to be asked, what would you take if you could take one thing on a desert island, I would take that music. It is tremendous music. So anyway, for the first five people that email me at Ian's Place, E-A-N-S, Place, at Comcast.net. I'm going to send the first five my book as a gift. And for the second five, you're going to get Take a Journey Into You, which was my CD. So the first 10 people that email me is going to get either a book or a CD. So what's our topic tonight? Well, we've all said it. I don't know how many times in our lives. I know I've probably said it about 10,000. And it's drats. I wish I would have listened to myself, because you hear this little voice in your head that says, do this, do this, do this. And you're going, gosh, that sounds so good, so good, so good, but no, thank you, I want to do this. And then the outcome of that scenario, you finally go, God, I wish I would have listened to myself. Dang it. When am I going to start listening to myself? Well, maybe this is the program that will get you to start learning to listen to yourself. Before I get started, I want to give you our toll-free numbers. My guests are my listeners, and I hope you call in with any questions. The U.S. and Canada numbers are 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide phone number is 1-877-489-6350. And then there's the direct line. If those are busy, it's 530-776-5154. So what is about this little voice that's in our head? Not a lot of people hear the voice. I do. I hear a voice. A lot of people say, I don't hear a voice, but I get intense feelings. And I get those too, but I get mostly the voice. But I do know what they're talking about when they say intense feeling, because this feeling just pushes you to do something. And then you push back to go, no. So even though you're not hearing the words, you're feeling the feeling. Well, this is how it goes. That little voice is the Father within you. Some people call it spirit, some people call it Chuck, some people call it it. whatever that name that you want to give it, I happen to call it God. And in the... Hello? In the beginning, there was this body being... the gods created the bodies. And each individual god made its own body. We're all little goddies. We're all the whole. So what we're doing is, I'm sorry, I was interrupted. It kind of blew my, concentration here. I'm sorry. Anyway, God developed this body so that he could experience this earth. But it gave the body free will to do it as it willed. And the God that created this body, it's just like somebody created a car and then they got in the driver's seat and got behind the seat and was driving the car, but it also gave the car free will to do what it wanted free. There's no conditions on free will. It's the same thing. This God, this Father within us, created this embodiment, and that's through the whole birthing process, and we can go into that later. But for right now, this God has an embodiment that it gave free will to. And we, the embodiment, us, our personality self, decided, you know, we like having this free will. But over the eons, and even in this lifetime, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, we have taught each other how to doubt, how to fear, not listen to myself. God's going to punish me if I do this or do that, if I gamble on Sunday or if I drink beer or who knows. There's 1,700 religions out there, and they all have their own version of what God's going to be upset about you with. But we're not going to go there. We're going to say that we've all been taught how to be afraid of doing anything outside the collective, outside of the box, outside of the nine dots. If you don't act, speak, and project like everybody else does, you're a bad doobie. And so we have conditioned ourselves to stay within the box because we're afraid of stepping outside of it. So therefore, when we have this God within us knocking on our door saying, let's do this, go ahead and do that, go ahead and do that. And if it's out of your box, you get afraid. And even this thing's going, come on, let's do it. We're unlimited here. We can do this. And if it costs too much, or you think it costs too much, or it can't be done, or you doubt or fear or whatever the adjective or whatever the excuse that you give to yourself, what is it that whatever excuse that you give to yourself not to do something, even though this little voice inside you is going, do it, do it, do it. And you finally end up not doing it, but you learn later that you should have done it. And had you listened, you would have accomplished what you said no to. And so this God within you, this spirit within you, this Father within you says, okay, you've got free will. I judge you not. Maybe the next time. Maybe the next time. And this goes on and on and on. And we keep on going, this little saying, dang, I wish I would have listened to myself. And this little goddy's going, it's okay. Maybe we can catch you next time. And the next time a decision comes up that you're on the fence about, yeah, should I do it? No, shouldn't I? And this little voice is going, yes, we're unlimited. Let's do this. And you're going, nah, I'm not sure if it's going to turn out right. And this little voice is going, yeah, it is. Come on, step out. Take one more step. Spend that extra $5. Spend that extra $10. It's unlimited. I'm unlimited, and I can prove it to you. Just take that step. And sometimes, not all the time, we take that little step that we were debating. No, yes, no, and we land on yes. And it happens just the way the little voice said it was going to. And you're like, cool. You know, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about this, and I decided to do it. I decided to take a chance, and I decided to do it. And guess what? I did it. I did it. And this little voice inside you is going, yes, we can do it. We can do anything. We are unlimited. There are no things that we can't do. Yeshua ben Joseph said, all these things that I do, you can do, and even better. He was trying to tell you of the power within you. And we all talk about this power within you. The spiritual teachers, they all talk about this power within you. But they don't tell you how to get there. What are there steps? Yeah, there are steps. Becoming as powerful as you are entitled to takes training. It's like becoming a doctor. It's like becoming a physicist. You have to school yourself, listen to yourself, and take the necessary steps. Like you have to listen, step out, even though you're scared to death. You've got to take that fear step, allow it to happen, and you're going, cool. And then the next time another little fear spot, doubt spot comes up in your life, take that extra step. And this Father within you, this God within you is going crazy. Yes, yes, yes. Let's take more steps. And every time you take a step without fearing or judging, and it happens, it's saying, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to reward you for being brave enough to taking the first step, the second step, the third step. And the more steps that you get, take, the bigger the prize. So how do we get there in the first place? What's our first step? Well, our first step is get quiet. Just get very quiet. And I can only tell you how I did it for me. And so that's what I'll do. I'll bore you with my part of the journey. But somebody said, just start talking to yourself. And this is kind of how the conversation went. I laid down on my bed. There was nobody home. And I got very, very quiet. And kind of like a meditative quietness. But I just allowed my thoughts to go. I didn't try to control them. And what I said, hello. And I heard this hello back. As clear as I'm talking right now, I heard the hello back. And I said, hello. And it said, hello. And I felt dumb because I said, God, I'm talking to myself. And I'm answering myself. And the voice said, yes, you are. You are talking to yourself. Because we're one and the same. And I said, I'm really talking to myself? And it said, yes, you are really talking to yourself. And that was the beginning. And I got the feeling that I wasn't being crazy. That I was actually talking to myself. And I've got some emails for the freebies, and somebody asked a really pertinent question. Rachel, I'm not going to answer your question, sorry. So anyway, this conversation went on with me and me, and I kept on asking it questions about being unlimited and creating at will. And it just kept on answering me. And it answered in the way that I would have wanted to listen to it. It answered the way I would have liked to have my question answered. is what I'm trying to say. And so we just conversed. And this was the most awesome experience I've ever had, because on one hand, I really didn't know if I was being Looney Tunes. And on the other hand, I had a feeling this was legit. And so that started me having a lot of conversations with me. And it would, you know, say, go ahead, take that step. And I took the step, and voila, it happened. It was like, God, how did you do that? I said, we're unlimited. There's nothing we can't do. And he goes, go ahead, pick another one. Let's do another one and another one. And they kept on showing up. But the times they didn't show up is when I doubted they wouldn't show up. And guess what? They didn't. Because this thing within us doesn't judge us, doesn't say good or bad, higher or lower, limited, unlimited in your thought processing. It just does. That's all it does. It just does. It does your thought process. That's what it does. And so if you are coming from lack, or if you are coming from limitation, if you are coming to, I'm not sure I can do this, all of that will reflect. You will see that. That is what you are expecting to see, and that is what you're going to see. Because your brain, your thoughts come out your eyeballs. Your eyeballs are just your lenses. Your brain's already thought of something. It sends a ray, an invisible ray, out, and it hits, I call it your screen of life. If you were to stand up right now and do a 360, everything that you see is your movie screen. That's your personal movie screen. And what you're seeing is what you're thinking. And if you are in anger mode, if you are in doubt and fear mode, if you are in lack and frugal mode, if you are in I'm not sure if it's going to happen mode, that's exactly what you are going to see. That's it. Your thought process and the beam out in front of you is painting your palette. That, your thoughts are your paintbrushes. And that, it's painting right there. All you can't see is the paintbrush, because it's your thought processes. So whatever you're painting on that palette with your eyes is what you're going to end up seeing. And your body is just going to walk right into it. So what happens is, again, I'm going to push this home, what we think, speak, and act towards matters. What we think and speak and act towards matters. It is taking your thoughts and coagulating it into matter or mass. What you think matters. What you speak matters. What you act towards matters. That's mass. That's what you're doing. You're turning your thinking, speaking, and thought actions into mass, into matter. And when it turns into mass and matter, you see it. That's how it works. I can't get it any more simpler, but we'll try. So if anybody wants to call in and ask a question, I hope you do. My phone number is 1-888-228-4494 for Canada and the U.S. Worldwide is 877-489-6350. And direct line is 530-776-5154. Call in and let's see what we can do here. Anyway, let's see where we're going to go. So now we know that we each have a little sandbox. Everybody was born an individual. Everybody got an individual sandbox to decorate at will, with free will. And what we do is
we have a caller on the line with you.
Great. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
This is and I kind of have a question for you, which going along with everything that you have been talking about. But also, you hear so much now on Oprah and all of the talk shows about gratitude and thank you. How does this fit in with what you're saying?
Great question. Thanks for calling in. Okay, you hit a personal thing. My whole life, and even about 10 years after I found this understanding, I was always grumbling about saying thank you to the universe. Why do I have to say thank you? Why do I have to be grateful? This is a gimme. I'm supposed to have this. You know, why do I have to say thanks and why do I have to be grateful? Well, you have to recognize it. You have to recognize what you just got. And you say thank you. And then it's like that brings more of what you just thanked into you. Because you recognize it. That's your thought process. Oh, thank you. And it goes, oh, I know what you're thinking. I know where you're going. And the same thing, thank you, gratitude, same thing. God, I'm grateful for this. I just love this. Where's your thought process? What happens here? If you're saying thank you and I'm very gracious and I'm grateful, where's your thought process? Is it, thanks? See how the attitude and the thanks goes? Yeah, I'm grateful. No way, you know? So when you're doing the gratitude and the thanks in an earnest and sincere way, that sets up your thought process in training. So at least when you're there, your next thought is going to be in gratitude or thanks. You want to keep those type of thoughts rolling and being thankful and being a gracious gratitude keeps your mind in that mode. So that's why you say thank you and you have much gratitude. Because the more you say that, your mindset starts tweaking away from fear and doubt and lack and can't and woes and I just saved and it's amazing. I said it, I think, at my first program. I'm going to say it again. It is amazing how that little 2-inch by 6-inch piece of paper dictates how we lead our life. And what we're saying to this Father within us is, I know that you created universes. I know you created all the animals. I know you did the seas and the mountains and the clouds and the flowers and the trees and whatever else. I know you created everything. And I am so sorry when it comes to my finances, you can't handle it. I'm going to go over into the corner and get into a fetal position and stick my thumb in my mouth. That's what you're saying. You're saying that this power that built everything has no clue to finances, and you will handle them very well, thank you very much, and you will be allowed because you have free will. And if you want your sandbox to reflect lack, limitation, savings, and coupons, that you need all of these, that is what you're going to get because you get to decorate your sandbox any way you want. But this is an interesting thing. Since we all have these sandboxes, we jump into each other's. We go into each other's sandbox, and we participate, and we become friends. And, you know, then we go to another sandbox, and we become friends with them. But every once in a while, there's this biggie. There's this big want that we want. If I could just manifest that. If God, would you please manifest that? Listen to yourself when you say please. Thank you is pretty cool. But please, you are this powerful God. What does the word please, do you think God ever said please to the universe? Did it ever say, please, can you let me build the universe? No. Yeshua Ben Joseph never said please. He never says, please make this person see. He just said, you're healed. He acted like the God that he is and was. When we as human beings go please and, oh, God, I'm groveling here. Is that acting powerful? I don't think so. Is it groveling? Do you think God ever groveled anything to existence? Do you think Yeshua groveled? Do you think Buddha groveled anything into existence? No. But what we do with our sandbox is we declare, another word that we got to watch, declaration. All our words we have to watch. When you make up your mind, what is that? Declaration. When we change our mind, guess what? We're going from one thought to the next. You have to listen to what you're saying. Anyway, so here we are. We made a declaration. This is what our sandbox is going to look like. But it's not like that experience drops out of the sky and lands in your sandbox and all of a sudden the walls are up and all the decorations there. That's basically how it happens. But for now, let's pretend it happens a different way. So you start saying, this, I am experiencing this. You've made a declaration. I'm experiencing this. And then, all of a sudden, the other players from the other sandbox start coming into your sandbox. And one goes, I'm here. I'll put up your walls for you. And another one comes in and says, here, I'll put your plants in for you. And another one comes and says, I'll do the rug. And another one says, I'll paint the walls. We have all these other entities that we have drawn into the picture. And they have said, great, I would love to help. Some will charge you, some won't. It's okay either way. You know, God's got to make a living too on this plane. So it's okay to charge people. There's a lot of people that say, you know, if you're spiritual or you're psychic or if you've got a gift that God talks to you personally and they like what you have to say, that they shouldn't charge you. Well, that's not true. You know, all things are possible, including God being a business person. And it's okay to charge for your value. And many of us pay everybody for their value, what we think their value is. Some painters paint a 7-by-8-foot painting, and as a collective, maybe, we say, oh, that guy's 7-by-8 painting is only worth about $1,000. And so that's the value that we put on his work. And then somebody else could do the same size painting, and we pay him $100,000 for it or $1 million for it. And so we pay each other for our value. And so it's okay to charge. There's nothing there. Just, people don't want to pay because they're limited. They don't think they can pay and have all the same things to get everything that they want on their list. They go, well, I've got 20 things that I've only got $100. So I'm going to have to eliminate something. Well, I'm here to tell you, that $100 multiplies, and you can spend $100 on the first item of those 20, and if you play your game right, you'll have all the others. And also, you don't have to pick and choose which one you're going to take out of the list of 20. You can have all 20. It doesn't matter. It's unlimited. And it's telling you it's unlimited. And you are saying, sorry, can't go there. And it's saying, okay, let me know if you ever want to play. I'll be more than happy to show you what we can do together. But you have free will. I'll never override that. I love you enough to give you free will. And I'll do anything you want. That's how much I love you. Let me know when you're ready. And another, you know, another situation comes up where you really want to do it. And this little voice starts, let's do it, let's do it. And you're going, no. And it'll say, okay, I'm not going to do it. But every once in a while you do it, and I want you to reflect on the times that you did do it. And it turned out exactly the picture perfect picture. And you go, God, that worked. I am so happy with myself that I did that. But you won't keep it up. You won't take the next challenge or the next challenge or the next challenge. It's amazing that if one can happen, why can't two? And if two can happen, why can't three? And the more you do it, the more it's going to reward you. And then you're going to get into what's called allowing. And allowing is make the request, absolutely know it's going to happen, just absolutely know. And then step aside. And we've all heard it, you know, get out of your own way. Let it do its thing. It's built universes. Let it do its thing. And then what's going to happen, I can guarantee what's going to happen. You're going to say, okay, I'm allowing, and I'm going to get out of my own way, and I'm going to let go, let God. And I guarantee you in 3 days you're going to say, well, it didn't happen, so I guess it won't. And guess what you just did? Guess what you just did? You stopped it. So the brakes are put on. Okay, we've stopped it. We've got free will. You've got free will. I'll stop it. But this power within us doesn't have any time. I've learned this over 20 years of trial and error. And this part I do know. Allow and step out of your way. And miracles, they just fly. But I also had to learn the hard way that there was no time, distance, space. That is a hard one. Allowing is hard a learning. But if you just allow and just, I mean, just go for it, you are going to be so surprised what happens. But the majority of the people will say, I'm allowing and I love and I'm going to step out of my way, except for 4 or 5 days down the road. Oh, it didn't happen. See. I knew I should have done it the other way. Well, how do you know you should have done it the other way? You didn't do it, so you never knew how it turned out. You can't go backwards. How do you know how it would have turned out? You don't. How do you know what's going to happen in the future? You don't even know what's going to happen 10 seconds from now. And that brings us back to the now, doesn't it? How many of you can live in the now? Not many. I'm learning. I'm getting there. I've had some hard lessons, but I've learned how to stay in the now. Does that mean you can't make an appointment next 2 weeks from now to be sitting in the dentist chair? Absolutely. It's not living in the now. That's just what you're going to experience then. But when you get there, you follow your thought. Your body's going to follow your thought. That's all it does. And it's going to follow that thought to the dentist chair at 3 o'clock. That's what it's going to do. And if you made some other appointments in between, like a piano lesson a week from now, your body's going to take you to that piano lesson because that's all it does. All you have to do is think, speak, and act towards matter. And then you are going to experience the matter of a piano lesson. You are going to experience the matter of sitting in a dentist chair at 3 p.m. a couple Thursdays from now. You are going to experience the matter of sleeping in your bed tonight because you're thinking, I need to go to bed at 10 o'clock, so your body's going to take you straight to your bed. That's what matters. And you're going to be sleeping. That's how it works. It is so simple. Okay, I'm going to give out another phone number here. I hope I can get some of you guys in from the chat line. I would love to hear your voice. The U.S. and Canada and Nova Scotia phone numbers are 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide is 877-489-6350. The direct line, if you can't get on those, is 530 776-5154. And I don't have the 10 emails. Email me and I'll send you either a book or CD. My email address is Ian's Place, one word, Ian's Place, at Comcast.net. And I'll send you a book or a CD. And let's see where else we can go with this. I wrote myself some notes. Everybody says I scatter too much. So, this voice within us, it's along for the ride, and it can get into the driver's seat. And you can become the backseat driver. It's really easy. It will drive you anywhere you want to go. All you got to do is allow it. But you can't sit in the back seat and go left, go right, go forward, back up. I mean, you can do that, but it's not going to get you where you want to go because you're not in alignment with your thinking, speaking, and acting towards. If you were to say, okay, go up here and turn left and go down 5 miles and turn right and we're at our destination, it would do that. It would get you to your destination. I'm going to go back to the first time, my first radio program. I was telling you about nothing and how I'm driving this home because I want you guys to get this. I mentioned it last week, too, that everything comes from nothing or nothing. Everything comes from nothing. My glasses that I'm sitting here looked at. It was a nothing. It was a no thing at one time. And it was made into something. Because before it was even a thought, before anybody thought about my glass frames, it was a nothing. It didn't exist. It existed in the nothing as a potential. All the potentials are out there. Any potentials out there. It's a potential. When we think about it, the potential goes, oh, yes. It flares up in your thought process. Ah, eyeglass frames, these are cool. It was a potential in the nothing. When you thought about it, it now starts the journey of becoming something. Whatever you want, name it. So the person that thought about these eyeglass frames draws them on a piece of paper, talks about them, acts towards making them, and now there is something. It's matter. It's mass. But one time it was a nothing. It was a no thing. So I think we all need to go shopping at the nothing store. It's out in the ethers where there's nothing. But probabilities and potentials. And if I was somebody, I've learned how to go shopping there. But if I was you guys, I'd be going shopping at the nothing store. I'd be saying, I want this vacation. I want my new car. I want. And in the beginning, it is all about mass and matter. The I wants. And all these things of mass and matter are going to come to you in your sandbox. It's going to land. Here I am. Both feet. I'm here. You said you wanted a new car? Here. There was, I was thinking of one time giving lectures, and I went down to San Jose to do a class. And I did a class 1 week, and then I went back 2 weeks later and found out how they used the information from the first week, and then I came back the third week. And I think it was the second class, some women that were coming to the class, they got there very, very early, and Mickey and I hadn't eaten yet, so we decided to invite them for dinner, and one car had just died on them. The other one was had one tire on a banana peel, maybe three tires on a banana peel. And they were saying how they wanted, and they needed a car, and they were looking at these used cars, and they didn't have any money. Some stuff that they were putting together for income hadn't come yet. And so they were saying how they want to manifest, some kind of a car that would get them around and enough money for the next 6 months. And then they were working on some projects and were trying to figure out how to earn income. And, they weren't complaining. I think they were just telling me why they were taking the class. And I said, I just looked at them. I go, why do you want a used car? Get a new car. And they smiled and giggled. I said, no. Ask for the new car. And then ask for enough money to keep you going for the next 6 months while you get your project together. And my class is about what I'm talking about right now. And by the third week, the third class, manifestations were coming in right and left. People were getting it. And within, 60 days, if I'm not wrong, these ladies called me and said, guess what? We're driving a new car. We got the new car. They still weren't employed. They got their new car. And they got enough money to see them over for another 6 months. And all they did was thought about it. They focused upon it. They didn't get their mind off of it. Let me go back on that one. A thought held and contemplated, I heard this once, it's not mine, I wish it was. A thought held and contemplated is a thought held and contemplated. You're holding it within you. You're not letting it get rid of it so it can go out into the ethers and do its thing so it can back to you what your request is. Or not even a request, it's a command. This is what I'm experiencing. So that's what they did. They focused. And they just focused. You don't have to think about it every day, every 10 minutes. Do you guys know what the second thought is? You've heard this thing, don't give it a second thought. You know what that is? The second thought is doubt. That's why you don't give it a second thought. You create and let it fly. You create and you let it fly. And when you really think about it, all we ever do on this plane is create and then experience our creation. Create a thought, experience the creation. Create the dentist 2 weeks from today on 3 p.m., experience the dentist chair 2 weeks on Thursday at 3 p.m. Think, create. Ebb and flow. It's a dance. It is think, speak, act. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Think, speak, act. That's all you gotta do. That's it. And when you do that, and you absolutely know when you're in alignment that your actions match your words and your words match your thinking, that's what alignment's all about. When you are in alignment, your body knows exactly where to go. When you think one way and you speak another and you act another, your body is in stagnation. It doesn't know what to do. It doesn't know where to go. And frustration sets in because the body wants to do what you want it to do. But it doesn't know what you want because you don't know what you want. And so your whole universe stagnates. It just stagnates. And then, every once in a while, you'll get into alignment. You'll get that cool feeling, and away you go. There's a lot of reasons why people stagnate. They have a lot of anger in them. They have a lot of control issues in them. They let a lot of people control them. They're the victim. They're the victim of their life. They're letting their life control them, and that's where victimization sets in. Let me back up one more time. The situations around them are controlling what they're thinking. That's not a true statement, but that's what they think. They think because of the exterior, what's going on in their life, that that controls their life. And they got it bass-ackwards. It's the other way around. But they don't know that. You don't know what you don't know. Once you figure out that your physical surroundings are only created by what you think, so it starts from the inside out, and that's really hard to grasp, but that's the truth. It starts from the inside out. And I can hear you out there right now. This happened to me this way, and that's why I had to do that. And I'm saying, sorry, Charlie, it's the other way around. Once you start changing your thinking, your life will change. When you get rid of anger, when you're angry, then situations are going to show up that keep you angry. Something's going to happen. You go, oh, look at, I'm so angry about that. Guess what? You just made yourself angry. And let me tell you why people stay angry. They get a high. People get frustrated. They stay in angry situations. They stay in frustration situations. They get a high from this. It's an adrenaline rush. And you know, sometimes when you get really, really angry and you just rant and rave. Hello? I'm not sure if I'm on. When you get rid, somebody's calling my phone, so it's kind of distracting me. Anyway, when you get really, really angry and you rant and rave and you cuss this person out and you say to them, you say to yourself after the ranting's over with and you've calmed down, you go, whoa, I feel so much better now. I got that off my chest. Guess what? You just got an adrenaline shot. You might as well have taken heroin. People get angry, and they're always angry, so they can get this adrenaline shot. You're getting a high. It's chemical-based. Once you start getting rid of the anger, you're going to go through withdrawal. I did it. I used to be such an angry person, and I would yell and scream and throw things. And when I finally learned that I was getting a high off my own adrenaline, it was like, really? And they go, yeah. Start being calm and see how often you want to go get in a fight with somebody. You'll go looking for a fight. You need your high. And you know what? I got that. I finally got it. I finally got that I wanted a fix of adrenaline. And once my body got the adrenaline, it was, oh man, I'm so glad I got that off. I just needed to vent. I just needed to get that out. And as soon as you got it out, you got your fix, and you just calmed right down when you got your fix. That's why a lot of people like to get angry. So, if you're ready to get off your junk, being a junkie.
We have another caller.
Hi, caller. It's Ian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
Okay.
Go
okay,
for it.
I've always Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Please ask.
Okay, I've always wanted to learn to play piano by ear.
Yes.
All my life. I wanted to play piano by ear all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you're saying that, if I think about doing this, it'll happen. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, I've been doing that.
But I'm also saying you have to act towards it. You can't sit in the middle of a room and expect this to happen. But obviously you have an ear for music, right? And that's why you want to play by ear. I play by ear. I'm not very good. I used to be kind of decent. But you have to do the action, too. You've got to sit
down. Okay,
what
I've done, mm-hmm. I've ordered a piano course on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm practicing.
Good for you. Are you practicing?
And the reason I bought this is that it the course is supposed to, in the end, I should learn how to play by ear.
There you go.
So am I doing the right thing?
I would assume you are. Let's see. Let's try it. Let's back up. You thought about it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you talked about it.
Yes. I've been talking
and
about it.
You acted upon it. You're acting upon it.
Yes.
And again.
And I practiced.
And you practice. And again, this
every
is
day.
A process. It's
I still
got to
practice today.
You're learning how to become a doctor. You're learning how to become a lawyer. You're learning to how to practice by ear.
Right.
Play by ear, excuse me. If you don't think this is going to happen, don't put a time frame on yourself. Don't do that to you.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, just enjoy it. Just enjoy your process.
Okay, so basically, I just wanted to make sure that I was actually, by listening to you, you know, I've heard this before, eh? What you're saying, eh?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've told other people about that same. It's basically what they call the secret.
Right.
And I've been doing, you know, and I've been telling people about this, and I know my daughter's practicing it, and she seems to be, things are really happening in her life all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
and she's really excited.
Oh, this
and
works
so,
big time.
Pardon?
This works big time. There's no deep, dark secret here. It's
no.
Thinking, speaking, and acting upon. Those are the
okay.
three basics.
So in other words, you're saying don't put a time limit on, just let it happen.
Just go through
don't
this
get
process.
In the way.
Do not get in the way, and enjoy it. You know, once
yes.
you start enjoying things,
yep.
your sandbox is just going to be flooded with more things to enjoy. That's what
Very.
You're drawing to. You can only draw to you what you are. If you are a joyful person, the only
mm-hmm.
thing that your sandbox is going to fill up with in scenarios are things that's going to bring you more joy. If you are an angry person, if you are a frugal person, if you are a doubtful person, if you are a limited person, that those scenarios will fill your sandbox just as well. It's
mm-hmm.
not about negative or positive thinking. It's not about good or bad. It's not about sinning or not sinning. It is about thoughts. Pure and simple, end of story. So whatever
oh.
you think, speak and act upon, that's what happens.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
May I have your first name?
Tony.
Tony. Tony,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in, and please let us know about your it's going to happen, you know. I don't have to tell you that. You've already made that determination.
Yes.
So will you please, whenever it happens, call in and place a little tune by ear?
I shall tell you. I'll let you know as soon as it happens. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Good night. See, that's the way it works. Tony's got it. He's done everything in alignment. And he is going to play the piano by ear one day. There's no doubt about it. And one day we're going to hear from a Tony. And he's going to say, guess what? Listen. And he's going to, like, you know, wrap some ivory keys, and we're going to listen to Tony play by ear. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that's going to happen. So let me give out my phone numbers again. I love getting phone numbers, guys, phone calls. 1-888-228-4494. That's U.S. and Canada. Worldwide, it's 877-489-6350. Direct line, if you can't get on those, is 530-776-5154. I'm going to check my email here and see if we got anybody else that wants some books or CDs. We still got some room. So please send the email in. It's Ian's Place, E-A-N-S Place, Ian's Place, at comcast.net. And I'll send you out one of my books, Wake Up, It's Time to Remember. And or my CD, Take a Journey, my CD, Take a Journey into You. I think you're going to enjoy either one of them. I'm getting some good compliments off of them, and I hope you, we've got some room, and I hope you get it in, and I'll get them right out to you. Let's see, we've got about, 6 more minutes, so if you guys want to call in, call in. I'm just trying to think where I was when Tony called in. So, let's go back to the Nothing Store. This is a huge store. It's bigger than Walmart, Kmart, and Target all rolled into one, and then some. And it's got everything and anything that you could ask for in there. It's full of potentials. It's full of scenarios. It's just full of anything. And when you go to the nothing store, you don't even have to go in. You just got to stay at the front door and go, I'm experiencing this, and it'll come running to you. It's yours. It's yours for the taking. Thank you. Hi, caller. This is Ian. How's it going?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Good.
What can I help you with?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, how it's always, I think people can always relate to people more when they share their personal stories about their personal experiences about living this truth and this belief system. So I was wondering if you could possibly share some of your experiences and how this has personally worked for you.
Huh. Well, there's so many. I'm not going to go into detail, but I will share. There was two huge dreams that I have. One was doing my own radio program, and here I am. The other was a project that I've been working on. 21-year project. Talk about giving it no time, distance, or space. Anyway, I've been working on this project. It's a big. It's a huge project. And I've had a lot of false starts. I've had a lot of highs and deep lows. And it's been my greatest teacher. I think I just got it manifested, and then the rug was pulled out from underneath my feet. And then I had people jump into my sandbox, and they said they were going to do something, and they're all hyped, and I get hyped, and then they didn't follow through. So this has been going on for 21 years. But there was one thing that I did know. I never had any doubt, zero, that one day I was going to bring it into the physical reality. It was actually going to happen. Well, it's going to happen in a very, very short period of time. But through all of this, crying and gnashing of teeth and yelling and screaming and crying and pushing the river, quitting, which I knew I never would quit, but I've quit so many times. I've thrown all my material into the garbage. I have done everything. And I had this patient little God within me that said, how much do you know? Wow. You caught me off guard here. And every time I had quit, it would say, how much do you know? And I said, I know. And then it would say, why are you quitting? Why does that even come in to your mind? Haven't you learned this yet? It's been 17 years. It's been 10 years. It has been 18 years. It was 1 year. How much do you know? Because right now, you're acting like you don't know anything. You're acting like you're not acting like the God that you are. If you want to be a God, act like one. Well, I just got my 32nd, we're out of here time. I hope to see you next week. Please email me if you want to book her a CD. We still have a few openings here. That's Ian's Place, E-A-N-S, place at Comcast.net. Thank you so much for being in my guest today. And I'll see you next week at 7:55. It's not 8, it's 7:55 next Sunday, Pacific Standard Time. Thank you.